What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to weigh in and talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer, this is your opportunity. Once again, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We do it each and every Wednesday, 10 o'clock hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer, thanks for joining us again.
The opportunity, always a pleasure.
By the way, we're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Well, we want to keep our comments short here because we've got a bunch of calls waiting to weigh in, a number of that have come in before, and others welcome, as Steve said, at 800-228-0550. But, Steve, you had the first question for Kev.
Where are we at? What's your latest assessment on what's going on in Washington? Some breaking news concerning a Senate deal being finalized today. What are you hearing, and where are things at on the House side?
Well, I think your information is right that the Senate, it's my understanding, the Senate negotiators, Senate leadership have reached a deal that would open the government. My understanding is open the government until December 15th. And that date, by the way, is very important. And we can talk about that a little bit. And then raise the debt ceiling until February 7th in exchange for the one thing that Republican negotiators evidently were able to get into the law in addition to those things is an enforcement of the eligibility requirements for the Obamacare subsidy. Now, if that doesn't sound familiar, let me remind you, this president lifted the eligibility requirements for people to get on food stamps. Remember that debate with regard to the SNAP program and the farm bill? And as a result, it more than doubled in the last 5 years. In other words, you didn't have to be eligible for food stamps. You just said you needed them, got a brochure, and you're on them. They've done the same thing already with Obamacare. There's an eligibility requirement, income eligibility requirement to get the subsidy. And Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, waived that and said, no, you just have to self-register. Now, just self-verify and we'll just give you the subsidy without any verification. And it is so clear that there is a move to permanent dependency in this country. And that's but we're at least the Republican negotiators were able to get into this agreement that executive order cannot stand, that people have to at least demonstrate a need before they get free health care from Obamacare. So that's what's in my understanding is that's what's in the Senate version. Of course, the other thing being that during this time frame, this short temporary open government and debt ceiling increase, that they have to then force negotiations with the two sides on the larger budget. And this is so important, you guys, because the House of Representatives, and I know nobody wants to give us credit for it, and I know the Grand Forks Herald wants to tell me what to tell John Boehner, but they don't feel the same as necessary the other way. But the House of Representatives started passing appropriations bills in June for things like our national defense and our veterans and military construction and homeland security and flood insurance and on and on, and the Senate's never taken a single one of them up, which is exactly why we're here today. But there's a deal on the table. What I expect will happen is that the House most likely won't wait for the Senate to pass it, because it takes the Senate a long time to do things over there, because they have a lot more parliamentary sort of hurdles that they have to go over. My sense of it is that we'll probably craft the same bill and pass it on our own over on the House side, so that you don't have the 1 or 2 or 3 day delay that a Senate bill creates. So it's all very fluid at this point, but something that I think should break in the next day or two.
Is it a stinker? I mean, the conventional wisdom was the House couldn't agree. There's a split between so-called Tea Party conservatives and more moderates. So you have to punt to the Senate, and the deal stinks, doesn't it?
That's pretty much true, Scott. But I want to clarify something, because it's not between Tea Party Republicans and moderates. It's between a very small, a shrinking Tea Party segment and practical conservatives. It's not about what your ideology is, but rather, or even your politics, but rather your ability to negotiate in a divided government, to move the ball incrementally to the right, rather than throw a Hail Mary for an incomplete pass every single time. So we've done what we've done. Nobody should ever doubt, nobody should ever doubt that Obamacare is 100% owned by Democrats. Not a little bit, not mostly, not the vast majority, but 100%. And that Republicans have done everything in their power to derail it. Now we're going to have to work at it one issue at a time. Now, yesterday, the House leadership did propose a bill that was rejected by a couple of dozen, maybe, or fewer Republicans in our conference that would have done everything that the Senate bill does, but it also would have required Obamacare to be applied to members of Congress, to the president and the first lady, and the members of the cabinet. But that was rejected by some in the House because it wasn't enough. And so now we're going to get something that's far less. The problem with that, though, it still raises this issue that Harry Reid said that proposal was dead on arrival. The Democrats continued to defend the exemption for themselves and for the cabinet and for the president and first lady themselves, the very thing that they're imposing on every other American. And so those of us that oppose Obamacare are the ones trying to at least make it so that it's so that we have to live under it. Even though we oppose it, we have this higher moral standing, in my view. And so it's been a really warped debate as far as I'm concerned.
Congressman, that's where I've always thought the fight belongs. We do have full calls. Let's get to the phone calls. Victoria in Fargo, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Hi, Congressman Kramer. It's nice to talk to you. And I thank you for what you've been working so hard on in the House. But I do want to encourage you to stand your ground. We're not getting enough. Obamacare is more dangerous than the shutdown is.
Victoria raises an interesting point, and there was a question I was asked by Chad Pergram, actually, or that I responded to from Fox News, which is worse as you weigh the scales. And I always say, you know, our problem is we're always debating with ourselves instead of with the other side. And Victoria's, she may very well be right. The problem isn't it's not just the shutdown anymore. The problem now is that we're in a two-pronged battle dealing with the shutdown and as well as with the debt ceiling increase. And so what I think we're going to end up having to do is probably this is going to pass in the next day or two. But remember that the continuing resolution or the budget, the continuing of the government, one thing the Senate Republicans have been able to do is make sure that we don't increase spending. And remember, we've cut the deficit in half just in the last about 2 to 3 years because of the Budget Control Act and sequestration. And there'll be another round of sequestration on January 1st that will cut it even further. And so by having this December 15th deadline, if that holds, the much of Obamacare, while it's kicked in already on October 1st, much of it kicks in on January 1st. So we're going to have this time now to continue to work on it and chip away at it. But I think we pretty well have to admit we're not going to get the Senate or Barack Obama to agree to a repeal of Obamacare. I think that's a reality that a lot of people that haven't wanted to face have to face today. So we're going to have to start working on the areas where we can. Things like the 1 year, an exemption perhaps for 1 year of the mandate for individuals, especially considering we now have a $635 million website that does not work. So it's be a little bit tough if a year from now, the IRS starts fining people for not signing up for Obamacare when the reality is they can't because they have an inept, Health and Human Services and IRS Department that can't.
So you're saying to Victoria, a battle might have been lost on the overall assault against Obamacare, but the war is not over yet.
But the war is not over. And because remember, there are a lot of things Democrats don't like as well, the medical device tax being a huge one, which will add to the cost of health care, will drive jobs to other countries, and will stifle innovation.
Is the website in another country as well? Isn't that in Canada?
Well, the thing about the medical device tax that's somewhat confusing, it's not so much about manufacturing as it is about the sale of it. That's where the tax kicks in. But it makes, it makes the cost of everything, pacemakers, syringes, catheters, any medical device, it costs it to go up. And that has
Victoria, thank you for the call. I'm going to put you to John and Bismarck here. We'll get your question and probably have to do your answer on the other side of the break. But go ahead with your question first, John, for Congressman Kramer.
This is John.
Hi, John.
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Hi. Say, I just want to give you a quote by Abraham Lincoln. He said, the best way to get rid of a bad law is enforce it.
Enforce it strictly, yeah.
And we're not doing that. we're allowing the president, and this is another whole deal. All the scholars, the constitutional scholars, say he has illegally put these exemptions in. He can't write the law. All he can do is sign it in or veto it. And we know he's done that, so I don't know why you're not going after him for that. But he gave these businesses exemptions, unions exemptions, but we don't get it, equal justice under the law. So if we don't get that in this debt ceiling deal, we're not getting nothing, absolutely zero nothing.
Okay, John, appreciate the call, and we'll give Kevin a chance to respond after. Others waiting to weigh in as well with Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Unit Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Unit Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,288.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.60, $667.80 for a half ounce, or $333.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.60, $667.80, and $333.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Wednesday, the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer allows you a chance to chat one-on-one with your member of Congress. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And John's point was about the president and the exemptions, and what can you do about it, Congressman Kramer?
Well, you're right. We, as I said, to this point, we've lost the battle on the exemption piece that the president wants to exempt members of Congress and his cabinet, and himself, by the way, which one of the greatest, perhaps the height of hypocrisy, is that Barack and Michelle Obama weren't the first people on the computer trying to get Obamacare. Now, likely they wouldn't have succeeded, but they don't want to live under that law, nor does a single Democrat in the United States Congress, but every Republican has chosen to, which is very ironic. So we've lost it, but we'll keep trying on that one, and exemptions as well. This is why this December 15th date is so important, because on January 1st, the conscience clause, the issue that requires nuns that take care of the elderly and the sick are required to buy insurance that pays for things like sterilization. And, you know, and contraception, that their religious liberties are so robbed of them that they're expected and their ministry calls for them, and they do it very, very well to take care of the sick and the poor, but they also are forced to pay for things that they find objectionable. That kicks in on January 1st. And the reason I picked these nuns, there's a group called the Little Sisters of the Poor, who have literally been told already by the Obama administration, you're not religious enough for the religious exemption, therefore you have to pay for these things. And so that we're still trying to fight that one, and we'll be using this short time frame to try and get that. And I would expect there's got to be at least one Democrat with a conscience that cares about religious liberty, even in the Senate, that would try to get Harry Reid off of that one. The other thing, he talked about the illegal action by the president, and I've said this several times on the show, what the president does is he chooses selective enforcement. So the way he gives a break to big business is not by executive order, by saying, we're going to just exempt you from the law. Rather, he just says to the law enforcement agencies, that IRS, don't bother big business. They're my buddies there on Wall Street. They're okay, but make sure you go after these sisters that take care of the poor. You know, they're the bad guys. That's how he does this under the Constitution. I'm not so sure, however, that he could have gotten by with it. This union exemption that he wanted, he and in fact the Democrats in the Senate yesterday, as of yesterday, the bill that they were going to propose provided a further exemption for labor unions, and that evidently, the Senate Republicans were able to get out of the bill so that the labor unions aren't treated differently than other individuals.
Kevin, John, thanks for the phone call. Let's go back to an off-air call. Kathy in Lidgerwood, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Yes, this is Kathy Scraw from Lidgerwood, North Dakota. I'm leaving a comment for Congressman Kramer. I know that he has put up a good fight trying to make sense out of the budget and save our country and fight Obamacare. My comment would be, if all else fails, there still is one more avenue for the American people to resist Obamacare, and that is to absolutely not sign up for it. That is our final option. And so I would encourage those folks out there who have been resistant to Obamacare, who do not want to see the federal government bureaucrats who don't even have doctor's degrees get between us and our doctors, our health care. So the final option, if we have no other option, is to simply not sign up for Obamacare. That is my comment, and I can be reached.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, boy, Kathy raises a strategy of some civil disobedience, which, by the way, is not all that, which others are talking about. Remember, while it's required under the law, you as individuals are required to get it. I mean, it's not a small matter. This is a requirement at birth, and you are breaking the law if you do not get health care. But if you don't do it, the fine is like $95. So a lot of people are going to opt to not do it. Let's also remember, one of the things that so many people like about Obamacare is that you're not punished for pre-existing conditions, which makes it completely unnecessary to ever get health insurance. Why would you pay for health insurance if a pre-existing condition doesn't require it? It'd be like you can wait and buy fire insurance on your house after the fire, but in the meantime, you can save a bunch of money not buying it. And so there are some really sort of crazy things that create a perverse incentive here. And Kathy raises an interesting point. Remember, the big losers in Obamacare are young, healthy people. And the reason they're the big losers is they're the ones that don't need as much insurance, or they can afford high deductibles and they can just get, you know, catastrophic insurance. But Obamacare, under Obama, you're not allowed to do that. You have to get a certain level of coverage whether you need it or not. And the reason for that is that they need young, healthy people to be in the risk pool to pay for older, less healthy people, because their demands are going to be greater. So it's really a screwed up doctrine from the very, very beginning. And I'm not going to advocate what Kathy's advocating per se, but she's got an interesting strategy.
Paul in Fargo, you're next. 800-228-0550 with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Paul, your question?
Congressman, thanks for taking my call. You realize, obviously, I've been a big fan of yours and a supporter. And as well, it's important that we hold each other accountable. 2 weeks ago on Capitol Hill, an unarmed woman with her three-year-old child was gunned down by Capitol Police. And probably the most shocking part about the whole incident was the celebratory manner of which the news was received on Capitol Hill. Just curious if you were part of celebrating with your colleagues, and if so, do you regret it?
Well, first of all, I was here at the time. I had a number of students, in fact, in my office that got involved in the lockdown, students from the University of North Dakota. I did not see any celebration going on after that situation. There was great gratitude and appreciation expressed to our United States Capitol Police officers who put their lives on the line every single day, not just to defend members of Congress, but to defend everybody around the United States Capitol, where there's tremendous public access and the tourists. And this is a very tragic situation of by a woman who is obviously mentally ill, who first tried to ram the White House and then was able to get her car to the United States Capitol. And in a purely an act of defense, in an attempt to diminish further injury, and remembering that two Capitol Police officers were injured by this woman with her car. Her car became a weapon. They did the only thing they could do, in my view, to protect the public, and that is to stop the woman. And the amazing thing about these officers, and two of them are North Dakotans, Paul Neville and Eric Seifert, great guys who are very, very skilled. The amazing thing is they were able to stop this adult woman in her car without harming the baby, her baby, who she also put at very great risk with her behavior, and they were able to save that baby and keep that baby healthy. So nobody celebrated a thing, but we're grateful for their service and the fact that they were able to keep more from being harmed.
More of your questions and comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer when we come back for the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. More when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right, 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room, and you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment in the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo, prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This is What's on Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire. Bismarck Mandan, the voice of the Northern Plains. 910 KCJB Minot. AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead. And, of course, our Bakken affiliates, KTGO 1090 and KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Congressman Kevin Cramer with us today. Wednesday means the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions welcome for him at 800-228-0550. A number came in off of the air prior to the program beginning as well, and we want to get to a few of those, including this one from Kevin, who has a question on the debt ceiling debate.
Hi there. My comment is on the shutdown, the fiscal cliff. You know what? The 14th Amendment says that we pay our interest and our debt first. We've got enough coming in every month, more than 10 times enough to pay our bills. For the president to even be threatening this is a violation of his oath that he took to uphold our Constitution. That in itself is impeachable.
All right, a lot of folks have brought up the 14th Amendment, saying that the president saying all this, you know, economic harm is going to be done by not, extending the credit card, pointing to exactly that, the 14th Amendment. Has that come up at all in the discussions back and forth?
It comes up less than what we call the Full Faith and Credit Act. So in addition to Kevin's view that the 14th Amendment guarantees us, the House of Representatives did pass, and of course it's been rejected by the Senate, what's called the Full Faith and Credit Act, which requires the Treasury Department to pay first the debt, which Kevin's exactly right. I think it's actually like 12 times. We take in like 12 times more money than the actual interest on our debt. So we take in a lot of money. The problem is that default doesn't just mean default on the interest payment or the debt. It also means defaulting on other creditors. So whether it might be a paving company in Fargo that's helping pave the interstate, for example. It might be, defense contractors that are building fighter jets there are tens, if not hundreds of thousands of vendors that are owed money, rent or whatever the case might be by the federal government. So that's a debt as well. It's just not debt in the traditional sense that we think of. So I think Kevin's basically right. But we've tried to do this where you pay the full faith and credit of the United States is preserved by paying the interest on the debt first. And Social Security, of course, is paid, guaranteed. The real issue, I think, and the debt ceiling issue more than anything is, are we going to continue to let people borrow or let presidents borrow $1 trillion a year to do whatever they want with it? When you look at BarackObama.com, that's his website, you'll see what his priorities are. One of them is the war on fossil fuels. It's unapologetic and it's aggressive. Do we really want to give him an extra $1 trillion borrowing power to carry out that? He's already saying that his next big fight is going to be amnesty. He wants to fight for amnesty, and he's going to push amnesty, try to push that down our throats. Do we really want to allow him to borrow another $1 trillion a year to push that on us? These are not North Dakota values that I ran on. So Kevin raises a good point. If it's impeachable, he'd be impeached. I don't think there's any question that. But he is very, very clever, and his lawyers are very clever on how they do some of these things without actually violating the Constitution.
Speaking of amendments to the Constitution, someone called earlier and said, why don't we get back to the whole balanced budget amendment debate? Because that's how we got in this mess in the first place.
And that's completely,
where is that at?
That's a great suggestion. And there is something that has picked up some steam in the last couple of days. We're hearing a lot more discussion. A lot of us are talking about let's have a balanced budget amendment. In fact, some wanted to make it a part of this debate. And it very well might be as we go forward now with realizing that now I've been informed that there's some controversy about whether it's December 15th or January 15th. CNN's reporting December 15th is the CR, but whatever it is, we use this time to push one more time for balanced budget amendment, because if we don't institutionalize this discipline, Congress and the president are incapable of it, evidently. Now, like I've said, we've made tremendous strides on discretionary spending and deficit reduction, but we cannot balance the budget in the long term without dealing with the entitlement programs well out into the future, not for current retirees or soon to be retirees, but well out into the future, so we can preserve those for future generations.
Get back to the phone calls, Congressman Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Dale in Mandan, what's on your mind for Congressman Cramer?
Hello, hi Dale.
Go ahead, Dale.
How are you doing today?
Well, not as well as yesterday, but pretty darn, we're blessed.
The sun's shining today.
We're Dale. We're blessed.
They on this health insurance, the fine is about $95, you say?
I think,
if
that,
you
I think that's
it.
As I
And how many years does that go before it goes through the roof?
Yeah, I don't know, Dale. I don't know the
that's
answer
in the
to that.
Budget. It's in their
yeah.
deal.
Yeah.
Got another one for you. You say that you can't they can't deny you insurance. Is there any rumor to it? If you don't have good credit, they can raise your insurance up where you cannot pay for it.
Well, that, now you're getting into an area that's a little bit tricky. But I think if I understand what you're alluding to, and I think you're right, there is. Remember earlier I talked about the perverse incentives. There are, just by its nature, incentives built in for people to not pay their bills. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. When we've created in this country a greater incentive to not work, to not produce, to not be successful, than to be successful and be a producer, you're going to have an escalating impact in that, both in our culture as well as in our economy, and that's probably the greatest crisis of all of this.
Dale, appreciate the call. And,
right.
And I'm just going to ask each of you to go as quickly as you can with your questions, and same with responses, Kevin, if you can. We've got Sally next in Grand Forks, Mel in Strasburg, Carl in Fargo, Mark in Minot. We also have some off-air calls waiting to weigh in here, so we're going to use the time we have left as best as possible if you'll help us do that. Sally, go ahead.
There's another deadline coming up, and I think it should be tied to funding the EPA, and that's we should lift the ban on the incandescent light bulbs before the fluorescent ones destroy our environment. That's one. Two, the other thing is that these people that are hysterical, this gentleman that was whose message we heard earlier, who are screaming to start up the government again, I wonder if anybody stops to think that this is reason enough. See how dependent we've become already. We've got to stop this and start dismantling this government and not fund it.
Great point. That would require House, Senate, and President to sign. Obviously, that's not going to happen. On the second issue, though, she's exactly right. If this hasn't illustrated anything else, it ought to illustrate why is it that Wall Street bankers get to go to the Rose Garden and tell Congress that they've got to raise the debt ceiling or they're going to go broke. And so, first of all, we should care about Wall Street bankers, who are way too tight with the Obama administration to begin with. But secondly, why is our economy so dependent on government spending? Therein lies the problem.
Here's the caller she was referring to, by the way, and I'm curious if you're getting lots of others like this.
Congressman, end the shutdown now and get the fiscal cliff fixed. I'm tired of the same old, same old. Get it done.
We played that one just because it was short and sweet and obviously a little different than the majority of callers we're getting. That's the one Sally's talking about. Are you hearing much of that? That folks are just irritated that the government shut down and want you to end this?
Yes, and that to them I say I have voted several times to end it, and the Senate has taken the basically the year off And now in the last couple of days, they're going to try to solve this problem. You know, heroism's all about timing, I guess. And we've had this very steady stream of bills that would would reopen the government. And Barack Obama threatens vetoes. Harry Reid stuffs them in the drawer and says, it's our way or the highway, 100% our way or nothing, and won't negotiate. And you get, unfortunately, a bunch of editorial boards that like it that way. So, yep, I agree with them, and I'm as frustrated as anybody, which is why I have voted many more times open to government and to fund things, certainly than any Democrat in the United States Senate has.
Let's get back to the phone calls. Mark and Minot, your question or comment for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
I'm wondering why this guy, the senator that I'm talking to, isn't pushing for impeachment. I guess the Statue of Liberty is on vacation because this guy is walking all over the Constitution. These soldiers that came back from Iraq took an oath to protect the Constitution against enemies, both foreign and domestic. And if people can't see that this guy, Obama, is another Adolf Hitler by buying up the media, spreading lies, and look at the spread the wealth. I got my hours cut down to 25 hours a week. How am I going to afford Obamacare? Yeah. This guy needs to be impeached. And if Republican John McCain doesn't want to do his job and say that the Republican fight is a loss, he needs to step down from his post, because I'm sick and tired of these career politicians worried about the $300 million houses while I'm driving a piece of junk car down the freeway waiting for it to explode every day.
Well, I think that was Mark. Yeah, that was a very frustrating call, and I have a lot of sympathy for what he's saying. I unfortunately don't have a $300 million house. I can't afford to have two houses to even have a second residence. I get it, the problem with impeachment, as I always say, is you can't impeach a president because you disagree with him. You have to catch him breaking the law. And in the case of the Iraq veterans and whatnot, his behavior is so repulsive with regard to these. Imagine this now. The fallen soldiers and their families who were not given their death benefit that we passed in the House and the Senate and he voted for and he signed, still unilaterally chose not to give that to them by saying it's unclear to the lawyers whether or not they have the authority to give these families their death benefit. When a private donor came forward with $100,000 for each of those families, Chuck Hagel, Barack Obama, and the Department of Defense are yet to allow them to even give their private money to these folks. Can you imagine? And that is all intended to inflict as much pain as possible on as many people as possible. And they talk about using tactics like hostages taking and ransom. What's more egregious than that? When are the editorial boards going to start writing about that?
Here's another off-air call for you.
Yes, this question is for Congressman Kevin Cramer. I'd like to know what the congressman knows about a tax on investments of 3.5% that's going to be assessed to help pay for Obamacare. This tax would be on all dividends, any kind of an investment that a person has where you get income off of it. And I would just like to know what Congressman Cramer knows about this and if he can confirm this tax to help pay for Obamacare. Thank you.
About a half minute for your answer on this one.
Yeah, I'll have to check into it. There is a tax. I believe it kicks in on January 1st on investments, and I think she's right. I think it is about 3.5%. It's one of the three or four taxes that are going up on January 1st to help pay for this monstrosity of an entitlement.
All right, Mel in Strasburg. Sounds good. We'll get more information on that. Mel in Strasburg, Carl, Dennis in Bismarck. Some more off-air calls still waiting to go on our final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall for a Wednesday, which will continue after this time out. We have Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you.
And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. It's not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Unfortunately, as usual, the fastest hour in radio with Congressman Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon. Let's get back to the phone calls quickly. If you can make brief questions for Congressman Kevin Cramer, we'd like to get as many calls in as possible. Mel in Strasburg, what's on your mind for the Congressman?
Yes, I received an email stating that Obama uses his own money to open a Muslim museum during the shutdown, and I was wondering if there was any truth to that.
Mel, I've never heard that, so I don't have any idea. This is the first I've heard of that. We'll check into it, but I sort of have my doubts about it because he's not a personally generous fellow. He's very generous with your money.
If I got that email, I'd also check it out on Snopes.
Yeah, I would. By the way, the dividends tax that the previous caller referred to is a 3.8% tax, and yes, it is on dividends and capital gains to pay for Obamacare.
Beginning with next tax year.
Yeah,
kicks in January 1st. You said?
I think it might have kicked in October 1st. From what I lied. No, January 1st. Yep.
Okay. Another off-air call here.
Mr. Cramer, I want to thank you for what you've been doing, and I hope you keep up the fight. I can't believe that the people that are supposed to represent us are going to give in to these liberal Democrats again and destroy our country. There's no hope anymore. If you people don't stick by your guns, we're all in for bad, bad times. Thank you, sir.
Let me just piggyback on that, because a lot of the emails and comments we're getting suggest this is a cave, that this is John Boehner throwing in the towel and giving in to Harry Reid and the president, and you lost. Have you lost on the big issues here?
Well, we're certainly well behind, but remember, what I want to keep reminding people is that the deadline is real. We're not making this up, and maybe the president's making the deadline up a little bit, but remember, we reached the debt ceiling on May 15th. It's only through these crazy extraordinary measures that the Treasury Department's gotten us to this point, and which I, by the way, I don't like. I don't think that the Treasury Department ought to have the flexibility to use extraordinary measures. Congress, one thing about it, we talk a lot about the Constitution, Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution gives Congress this authority, gives them the separation of powers that gives Congress authority, and we should not have an administration that's allowed to borrow more money than they're, you know, given authority to by the Congress of the United States. So it's very real, and we've fought the fight. I don't want people to, we're not giving up, nor have we. I mean, we've voted to repeal Obamacare between my predecessor and me 40 times in the House of Representatives. I don't think anybody can deny that the House and Senate Republicans are 100% opposed to Obamacare and doing everything we can, but they shouldn't see this as a cave. This is a setback. There's no question about it. But we need to continue the fight. And by the way, then the first, one of the earliest callers said, as Lincoln said, the best way to kill a bad law is to enforce it strictly. And that's what people are experiencing. They're experiencing the enforcement of this law. And it will probably crumble under its own weight.
But we have a couple more
issues, other big issues, like a $17 trillion debt that's growing by $1 trillion a year.
Let's try to get a couple more phone calls. And Dennis and Bismarck, quickly, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Mr. Kramer, I've heard you say numerous times on this radio show and other places that Congress is exempt from Obamacare. And the other day, Heitkamp was on a Fargo radio station, and she claims that they are not exempt from Obamacare. So, and she claims that whoever says that they are exempt is a liar. So who actually is a liar? And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, if that's her position, it's a very interesting one. The reality is, the Office of Personnel Management, under the direction of the President of the United States, has stated in official memorandum that members of Congress and their staffs, and by the way, the President and the Cabinet and others, while they still have to go to an exchange, they're allowed to receive a subsidy for their premiums from the employer, in this case, the federal government. Now, the reality is that Obamacare doesn't allow that. It's very specific that you're not allowed to do that. So it's a breach of the law, first of all, and it's being challenged in court, by the way. So what we're saying is, let's put it in the law that says, no, Michelle and Barack Obama, his cabinet, his staff, and the members of Congress, cannot receive a subsidy from the federal government to pay for their premiums under Obamacare. And by the way, there's lots of things in this law that the president has chosen not to enforce. So we're just saying, let's codify what's fair for one is fair for all.
Last one, off-air call. Here we go.
Yes, this comment is for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Just want to give some words of encouragement to him to stay the course, do not cave in, and get rid of Obamacare, and try to get the Democrats to be sensible and balanced in the budget. The only reason that Obama and Harry Reid sound good is because the Alphabet networks and Alphabet media support them, and they will support them no matter what. Don't listen to the Alphabet networks. Thank you.
All right. Quick response.
Well, I appreciate the encouragement, and we need it. Now, what I would just ask people to do is continue the encouragement and don't lose heart. Keep us accountable, but also know that we're at a point now where we're going to have to make incremental changes as opposed to one giant change, and we just need your constant support and encouragement to do it. But also remember to call the other side and encourage them as well, because they need to hear from people as well.
A formal announcement of a Senate deal to reopen the government and avoid a possible U.S. default will come at noon on the Senate floor, according to a Republican Senate aide. So votes in the next couple of days here.
Lots
today,
of drama.
Right?
Yeah, lots of drama. Harry Reid loves to announce things on the Senate floor.
We've noticed. Thanks, Kevin. Steve, have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll do it again. I might be somewhere else tomorrow.
Uh-huh. God bless you, folks. Thanks for
welcome
listening.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.